Welcome back, friend. This is the second in a series of Carer Motivational Talks. My name is Matthew McKenzie, a carer of many years caring for someone with mental illness. Now, I've been active in the community raising awareness of mental illness and the world of unpaid carers. Usually I seek to empower fellow carers like myself to engage with the health and social care system. But there is always time for peer support and therapeutic motivations. This audio, video blog, or if you could call it vlog, looks to provide unpaid carers a way to be inspired, seek peace with themselves, and perhaps find a little hope on that difficult and lonely journey of being an unpaid mental health carer. As like the first video, I will describe the particular topic, and then when I'm about to do a motivational segment of the video, I will say motivational segment or section starting now and count down from there. Now, as a reminder, I am no mental health professional. I'm not trained in it. And sometimes I'm even at odds with the modern field of psychiatry and psychology. But as with the service user, those who deal or work with mental health should have the opinion, know, the right to feedback. So for today's inspirational carer talk, which is aimed at unpaid carers caring for someone with mental health needs, the topic of today is finding faith in yourself. So why is finding faith in yourself so important to carers? Well, many carers out there up and down the country, or what you would call almost actually thrown into the world of supporting or caring for someone, especially when it comes to severe mental illness. When I mean mental illness, I'm talking about perhaps someone suffering from self-harm that the person is caring for, or someone suffering depression or chronic depression, form of psychosis, schizophrenia, eating disorders, bipolar, and more. It's like you could never really expect these issues. Now, because carers feel that they are thrown into filling in a role they might not have much clue about, let alone mental illness, carers can begin to lose faith, especially if they have been let down, which can occur all too often. When carers begin to lose faith in themselves, a number of things could happen. The carer can become depressed, feel they do not know what they're doing, or perhaps they do not belong. Perhaps they feel that they're banging their heads against a brick wall, or put between a rock and a hard place. What's worse is that the carer could just walk away from caring for that someone who really needs that support. Caring for someone with mental health needs can be demanding. It is not always easy, as each carer has to deal with something that could differ from another carer. I'm sure many people would want to continue caring for a close relative or friend, but the way things are, you could easily be grinded down by the system. Carers can become lost amongst the red tape of bureaucracy, confidentiality, chasing around health professionals. So how can we really find faith? So I want to conclude, this is why it's important, I believe, that carers have to believe in themselves. Please listen to this audio if you are a carer for a space in healing, thought, and reflection. Motivational section starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You have been through a lot. Even before you took on the role in caring for someone. But because you are caring for someone, there will be times that you will doubt yourself. It's okay. There is not one person in the world that couldn't doubt themselves. We are all human. And doubting ourselves comes with the territory, especially when the territory gets tough. I know you have thought to yourself about what you should do and what the next step should be. Perhaps you've asked for advice. Perhaps there's been a mistake, and then another mistake, after mistake. And after mistake, but you know what? You're doing the best that you can. No one trained you for such a difficult role. And yes, sometimes things will be clear, and sometimes you'll find the most joyful moments out of caring for someone. But there will be periods where doubt has settled in. I want to let you know that you will get through it. Maybe not now, or perhaps it might take time. But this is something you will fight through, because I know that if you got this far listening to me, then I know you can go further. I want you to know that things will become clearer, and that there is light at the end of that tunnel. No one but yourself should tell you that you are doing this all wrong, because they need to be walking in your shoes. They would need to experience what you have experienced. We just cannot get things right all the time. So it's okay. There will be times when you just do not know what to do, even if no one is telling you anything. I just want you to hang in there. And don't give up. And don't give in. You're doing the best that you can. Now, this audio is about to finish. I just want you to reflect on what I've said. And if you have forgotten already, then please come back and listen to this audio again. This concludes the first session. Or maybe, sorry, I should repeat that, the second session. And I'll try to release another next time. Thank you for listening.